Good morning, this is Tyler and Izzy with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Gold Coast Council is proposing a new dumping fee at waste centres, with residents forced to pay $5 per visit for landfill waste. The Gold Coast is the only council which operates a zero-fee wasting centre, with Brisbane City Council charging up to $17 per visit. With this new proposal, residents are fearing an increase in illegal dumping to avoid the fee. The council has stated that in the event that this proposal is accepted, green waste and recycling would remain free.
People are being told they are putting their lives at risk if they discard meat along Queensland's crocodile-infested Proserpine River. A 4.5-metre crocodile was captured in the Whitsundays by the Queensland Parks and Wildlife Service after reports of concerning behaviour. The crocodile is in a holding facility at Rockhampton and will be sent to a licensed farm or zoo.
In national news, records broken by a young Australian athlete are now null and void. 17-year-old sprinter Gout Gout broke the 10-second mark twice in the 100-metre event on Thursday night in Perth. However, despite breaking the record, this accomplishment has been diminished due to the wind speed at the time of the event being over the legal limit.
Australians for Prosperity has deleted 2 months of social media posts after being approached by the Australian Electoral Commission over unauthorised electoral material. The coal industry-funded group, led by former coalition MPs, has been campaigning against progressive candidates in the federal election. Some voters who have participated in the group's videos say they did not agree to appear in its paid ads.
In international news, a New Zealand bill which establishes the rights of both Maori and non-Maori individuals has been voted down 112 votes to 11. The controversial Treaty Principles Bill was founded by the ACT party leader David Seymour, whose party was the only one to vote for the bill. The original treaty, which Seymour aimed to abolish, currently enshrines Maori rights into the Parliament and provides legal authority to the Maori people. This final vote concludes the end of a long 2-year debate in New Zealand Parliament.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.